morning, as I was getting ready to come in, my youngest son sent me a link, and on the link was a quote by a former worshiper of Satan, a Satanist, and it was about Halloween, as it's celebrated now in the United States, and he said that Halloween is the highest day on the satanic calendar. He said Halloween is also the night of the year of the most human sacrifices on the planet. This morning, I want to, on this trunk or treat, I want to talk about the devil has powers. And here in Isaiah 47, the ancient Babylonians, who were very powerful people, put their trust in the powers of astrology, witches, sorcery, what we call today the occult powers of darkness. And for a time, the Babylonians were undefeated. They defeated all their enemies, and they attributed it to these occult powers that they courted, which are really from Satan. And in Isaiah chapter 47, verse 12, God speaks through the prophet Isaiah, and he challenges the witches and sorcerers to try to stand up to the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, the Lord God. And here's what he says in verse 12, Isaiah 47. Stand now with thine enchantments and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be that thou mayest prevail. You know, I believe Satan still hopes to win in this war between God and the devil. And I believe that God is challenging those witches and sorcerers and people that use occult powers and astrologers to stand up to him and see if they can win in this great war. I looked up Webster's 1828 dictionary, which defines a witch. Here's what it says about a witch. A woman who by compact with the devil practices sorcery or enchantment. Secondly, it says that a witch is a woman given to unlawful arts. And then we look at sorcery. Perhaps you've heard of Harry Potter, involved in sorcery. A wizard involved in sorcery. It says sorcery as magic, enchantment, witchcraft, divination by the assistance of evil spirits, or the power of commanding evil spirits. And when you think of enchantment, Webster's defines that as the act of producing certain wonderful effects by the invocation or aid of demons or the agency of certain supposed spirits, the use of magic arts, spells, or charms, incantations. And let me say, as we get closer to the end of the world, which is coming, the fight between God and Satan is going to come more and more out in the open. Satan is going to come more and more out in the open and even want worship for himself, as well as for the man that he is going to appoint over his fake kingdom of God on earth. I'm saying to you that here in Isaiah 47, God is saying, okay, go ahead, try to stand against me with all the powers of the enemy. Now, let me say to you, I was saved as a teenager when I was 17. I was born again. But I remember as a young teen, just before I was saved, Satan made a huge bid for my soul. And he actually got me involved in the powers of the occult. I was involved in hypnotism. I did hypnotism. I got involved, and that's occult. Make no mistake about it. I got involved with Ouija boards, and he was making a bid for my soul. I started reading books about satanic power and offering what you want for your flesh, for your sinful nature, by calling upon Satan to give you the power to get what you want. There have been rock musicians that have done that. And they have gotten a certain degree of power. I remember John Lennon back in the day saying that we're more popular, speaking of the Beatles, than Jesus Christ. But that same devil that gave John Lennon the power to have such influence over the world, he sent a man by the name of Mark David Chapman, who in the Dakota where Lennon was staying, shot him dead and sent him, I fear, into a devil's hell. And so we need to realize that, yes, there is a great power, and it is satanic, but it also goes along with the old nature, the flesh. And the Bible says in Galatians 5, now the works of the flesh are manifest, that means made clear, idolatry, witchcraft. You see, Satan made a bid for me to depend upon the power of darkness. But that's the losing team. Amen. I am so glad that God won that battle and that now I am on God's team. The power of light. You say, why, Pastor, are you glad? The Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I think about witches that got together and said, we've got to take out Charlie Kirk. And they did incantations. They put spells down. And Charlie Kirk's wife heard about it. He heard about it. Charlie Kirk's wife was very upset about that. And shortly after that, just a couple of days after that, Charlie Kirk was killed. You say, doesn't that prove that God is not as powerful as Satan because these witches, through the power of Satan, helped to get him killed? No, the devil needs God's permission. And when God gives permission, it's always for a better reason. God had a reason to take Charlie Kirk to heaven. And God can use that for good. And so let's remember, this morning my message is God's power is greater than Satan's power. And so you better decide to be on God's side. By the way, these same witches tried to take out Donald Trump more than once and cast spells to take him out. And they were told, they were asked, why couldn't you take out President Donald Trump? And they said, there's some kind of shield around him. You know, that's what we need, the shield of God around us. You know, that's what we need today in Ephesians chapter 6. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this present world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we need to take unto us the whole armor of God. I'm talking about God's armor. Satan cannot defeat this armor, the King James Bible, the Word of God. Satan cannot defeat the righteousness of Jesus Christ, which I have on my breastplate. Satan cannot defeat the shoes, even these shoes, the shoes of the preparation of the gospel that brings peace between God and you, so that God is your Father, and greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world, Satan. Satan is going down. And so don't get involved in his darkness. And I have a one-point message this morning, and that is that God's power is greater than Satan's power. Amen. He might be excited about worship and excited about a one-world government, a one-world religion, which, make no mistake about it, will be allowed by God. Satan's licking his chops to do that. And yet, you see, we have in Isaiah 47 that Babylon went down, and God said, you just try to stand against me, you're going down, Babylon. But Babylon's coming back again, and there's going to be, in fact, right now they're rebuilding Babylon. They're building the harbor in the Persian Gulf that will allow shipping, listen to me, all the way into the city of Babylon, the ancient city of Babylon, and then into Turkey, and then into Europe, and the Bible says it's going to be the richest city in the world, and people are going to get rich, and all kind of enchantments and magic and occult powers of Satan will be there, and witches will be really doing their thing there. And so you need to be convinced that God's power is greater than Satan's power. And my youngest son sent me that quote by that Satanist. And there's something going on in my youngest son's life. He's been getting rid of all kinds of things, anything that could be related to Satan and his power. And he's seeking God's power. And I'm so glad to see that. But I want to say to you this morning, your only wise choice is to choose the Lord and to do his will if God is greater than Satan. Because if you choose to please your own sinful nature, you're playing right into the hands of the devil. Do you know that? You don't give the devil any problem if you choose your sinful nature and the desires of your flesh. And that goes right along with witchcraft. And people are trying to get something for themselves when they go. And by the way, if you're looking at horoscopes, astrology, and you say, I'm a Sagittarius, I'm a this, I'm a Virgo, I'm a that, you're an idiot. That's what you are. That is not the way to go, my friend. That is getting you involved in satanic stuff, interpreting dreams. I even did that after I was a Christian for a number of years. I tried to interpret dreams using the what do you call that, using the that part of your mind that is not the conscious part, but the unconscious. Thank you, the subconscious. No, that is satanic. It's of the occult. So your only wise choice is to choose to do the Lord and his will. You know, when Moses was sent to get the children of Israel out of Egypt, God said, I'll back you, Moses. I'll give you signs. I'll give you wonders for the Jewish people because they require signs. And he said, I'll back you with my power. And so one of the things that Moses did, he took his shepherd's rod, his staff, and he threw it on the ground. And you remember what it turned into, a writhing serpent. And it was writhing. And Pharaoh said, hey, I want my magicians. I want my enchanters. I want my sorcerers to come here. And you do that with your rods. Throw them down. And sure enough, they threw their rods down and they became these snakes. But you know what Moses' snake did? It ate up their snakes. You know, Satan is getting ready to bring a man on the world scene, a man that lived before, because the Bible says in Revelation 13 and 17 that he lived before. He was the head of one of seven empires that persecuted the Jewish people. And I believe he will have great name recognition and face recognition when he comes back, probably as a clone, cloned, and with satanic help. And he's going to come back, and he's going to rule the world. And he's going to come back with a Jewish false prophet, who a lot of people call the Antichrist. The Antichrist is actually the Jewish false prophet that will help this man. And he will do miracles and wonders. But they're satanic. 2 Thessalonians 2, you can read about it. And are you ready for the showdown that's going to rock the world? Are you ready? You see, I'm saying this morning in my one-point message, God's power is greater than Satan's power. So the only wise choice is for you to choose to be on the Lord's side this morning. And I've made my choice. But now I'm challenging you to make your choice, because the occult has to do with these invisible satanic forces that are involved in witchcraft, sorcery, enchantments, astrology, hypnosis, and so forth, Ouija boards, and so on. But listen, God's power is greater than Satan's power. So if you side with these things, and you do that, you are now part of the devil's work that is going on to deceive people away from God. And the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, tells you whose side is going to win this war. And the book of Revelation ties in with drugs, such things. It calls it sorcery in Revelation chapter 9. And sorcery in the Greek language from which our King James Bible was translated, the Textus Receptus, that word sorcery, get this, is the word pharmakia. You know what pharmakia is, drugs. And this is something that Satan is using. And as we come into this 2025 Halloween time, what is the smell that you smell all over America? That dirty, rotten pot marijuana. Crap. And I have on these shoes today, my saddle shoes. They represent the late 1950s. And the early 1960s. I remember being in school, public school then, and I remember being in Mrs. Knapp's class, and she would teach us about marijuana, and I was scared to death to get anywhere near it. Our young people were scared to death of it. You see, it's a drug that is a crossover drug into bigger drugs. And that is what began to happen in the 1960s as we came out of the saddle shoe era and we got into the drug time. And then you had people smoking marijuana. I had teenage friends smoking marijuana. I saw what it did to their motivation. They had no motivation. They were blotto. I saw what it did to their production. I saw how it led into psychedelic drugs like LSD, the devil's sacraments. And I saw these people get their brains fried on these drugs. And kids that came from Christian homes and saw them get tied in with Satan. You see, that's exactly what goes along with the word sorcery, translated the King James Bible, sorcery, the word from which is translated pharmakia, drugs. And I remember the Beatles from England coming to this country, and I got their first record, and I was all excited about the Beatles. And then as time went on, they went to India and got into false Eastern religion, and they got into drugs, and they began to push drugs, and many of these rock musicians were high on drugs, and they came up with an album called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and that pushed drugs on my generation. And I remember it happening. And you know, the Bible says that until that time, until Jesus comes back, these powers of darkness are going to grow in the world. And it says, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, pharmakia, nor of their fornication, murders would be abortions, nor of their sorceries, pharmakia, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts, socialism. Revelation 9:21. That is, it's going to be so bad that even when Jesus Christ appears in the clouds and in the sky and people try to take cover from the wrath of God, and even after he pours out his wrath upon the world, one judgment after another, and people get burned by the sunlight, people have boils on them, they're going to hold their fist up and smoke their pot. And say, this dulls my pain from you, you rotten God. And they'll know they're worshiping the devil. They'll know it. And yet they'll defy God. And can't you see that's what's happening In America today, we're getting closer and closer. But I read after chapter 9 of Revelation, the next chapter, and guess who shows up on earth? The Lord Jesus Christ. And he begins to deal with all those that have taken the mark of the beast and followed Satan's man. And Jesus Christ is going to win. So I'd rather be on God's side. I'm saying the stupidity of dressing up like a witch. The stupidity of dressing up like some occult dark power. Don't put on those kind of costumes. Don't put on the devil's uniform. If you're a child of light, why dress up like a child of darkness? It's of Satan. He wants you to identify with him. And you see more and more of that coming out in America. And we need to stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory on to victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. I'm saying this morning, God's power is greater than Satan's power. So your only wise choice is to be sure you're on God's team this morning. And make sure if you're saved that you are not having anything in your home that would relate to Satan. Right. And this is what my youngest son has been saying. He said, I'm taking everything out of my home that's related to Satan or could even be related to Satan. I don't want it. I don't want it. And I'm saying that is very, very wise for you to do that. And my son, Brian, who's become more and more aware of this during his wife's last pregnancy, sent me a verse this morning that goes along with this, and I included it in my message. It's in Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. And here's what God says there for you that have been redeemed. It says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath, notice the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. You know, Satan's been fighting God ever since the Garden of Eden in this world. And finally, after 4,000 years of hearing that God was going to send the king of the earth to take away Satan's kingdom. Because you see, when Satan got Adam to sin, using Eve, he then took over the world. Adam was supposed to rule the world as the king of the world. That was what was supposed to happen. And Adam did rule the world as the king. But Satan took over. But he heard right away a man-child is going to be born from a woman. And he's going to take the kingdom away from you. And Satan worked through King Herod and tried to kill all the babies in Bethlehem. When King Herod, Satan's man, heard that the Messiah of the Jews had been born. But God already got Messiah's family out of there. They were hiding in Egypt, so he couldn't get them. And then he grew up, and finally, Satan said, I got him. They've arrested him. They're rejecting him. Israel's rejecting their king. I'm stopping the kingdom. I'm keeping my power. And just like the wicked witch in The Wizard of Oz, he was he was so happy. And then he saw the nails being put in his hands and in his feet. And he said, I've got him. He's just about dead now. Look at the blood running out of him. His life is going to drain out of him. He's just about dead. And then he heard him give his last breath and give over his life, and he died. And the devils in hell were rejoicing. They're actually not in hell, they're on earth. And they were rejoicing. Wow. And then they put him in the tomb. And he was in there. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 1 night, 2 nights, 3 nights, 72 hours in the tomb. And he was just rejoicing. We've defeated him. We've won the victory. And then something happened. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose the victor from the dark domain. And he lives forever with his Savior. And right after he arose in Jerusalem, a sampling of people rose from the dead and showed themselves alive. I'm saying to you, he defeated Satan and took his blood and brought it to heaven and presented it there on the mercy seat now, so that every believer in Jesus Christ is redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the power of Satan. We should not be involved in astrology. We should not be involved in witchcraft. We should not be involved with wizards and anything of the occult, because we have the power of God. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm saying to you this morning, God's power is greater than Satan's power. And God turned the tables on the devil. So Satan, you can rejoice now that your witches were allowed to kill Charlie Kirk. But Charlie Kirk is not dead. He's with the Lord. Satan, you can rejoice now when the people have a homosexual party hour and come and teach your kids how to be transsexuals and wicked, perverted people, because he hates human beings, Satan does, and he wants to destroy male and female and make it so you choose your pronouns, and he's happy for that. But just remember, Satan, you rejoice day one, day two, day three, but Sunday morning is coming, Satan. Sunday morning is coming, and Jesus is coming back, and he is going to put Satan for 1,000 years in the bottomless pit, my friend. He is going to rule and reign over this world. He will not allow astrology. He will not allow hypnosis. He will not allow any of the occultic practices, the occultic practices of the devil's power brokers. Thank God. Praise God for that. And it's great to see a believer get enlightened to that and get rid of that stuff from their lives. God's power is greater than Satan's power. So your only wise choice this morning is get more involved with God's power and stay as far away as you can from Satan's power. Because a lot of Christians, Satan is more real to you than God and Satan's power. And you say, why is that? Well, you watch all these horror movies, these slasher movies. And you wear the uniform of these slasher people for Halloween. No, that's not what you should be doing. You need to get involved in God's power. I remember when I was in Bible college, I was the head of the North American prayer band, and we planned missionary conferences. I remember we had a missionary in from a distant land. Let's put it that way. And this country worshiped Satan, and they had all kind of occultic powers. And this guy, when he preached, it was like God was not real to him. It was boring. And he just seemed like he wasn't into it. He wasn't into God and into the power of God, like many people are today and many professing Christians. And he was a preacher, a missionary. But then we were having question and answer with him, and one of the students asked him, hey, have you ever seen any satanic worship? And he was like, have I ever seen satanic worship? Oh, and he got all excited about the power of Satan. And he told testimonies about the power of Satan on the mission field. And no doubt it was real. It was powers that were real. But how sad it was that here a man of God, a missionary, had testimonies about the power of Satan, but not about the power of Almighty God. You know, that's sad. And Christians are getting like that today. They're involved in Ouija boards and hypnosis and in astrology. You know, the people of Babylon were very involved in witchcraft and the occult and astrology. And it says in Isaiah 47, "Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee." God is saying, you know, I'm going to judge you, and nothing you can do can help you. You see, they thought they got their power to rule the world from Satan. But no, God allowed it. God allowed the devil to do that. He could have stopped it in a moment. And now he says, try to stop it. I am going to judge you. And you know what? Babylon is coming back. God's going to allow it. There's going to be a one world religion. There's going to be a one world government. There's going to be a one world economy. It will be cashless, like you carry your card now, less and less cash. Eventually, it will be in your hand, a mark, or in your forehead. Scan it, boom, and you will do cashless transactions. In fact, no cash will be allowed at that time. Satan is moving it forward. He wants it to happen, my friend. And I was just talking to some young people out visiting on bus ministry, and they were talking about Hitler. And they knew all about Hitler. And Hitler's becoming more and more popular. I'm actually hearing people say today that Hitler, you know, he was a pretty good guy. Wasn't that all that bad? He wasn't all that evil. Whenever you have somebody start doing that, they're doing the devil's work. Hitler was very bad. He was very evil. And we're not done with Hitler. Let me just tell you. He has name and face recognition with young people. By the way, Hitler, when he ran World War II, he had this in common with Nancy Reagan. He depended on astrology and occult practices. And he engineered the war through that. And a lot of times he would go against his generals in the early part of the war, but Satan was helping him to win. But then suddenly Satan's power was withdrawn from him. I wonder what happened. I believe God said, no mas, you can't help him anymore. I'm going to let him get defeated. Why? Because it wasn't God's time to allow the kingdom of Satan to rule the world. You see, Hitler was defeated. And when he died, I read a book by Joseph Carr called The Twisted Cross. And his valet came up to Hitler just before he killed himself, and he did kill himself with a military weapon to the head. By the way, the Bible says the future beast will be killed by a military weapon to the head wound, but he'll come back. I personally believe he's coming back. But Joseph Carr, the valet, said, "What do we do now, mein Führer? What do we do?" And he said, "Look for the coming man. Look for the coming man." Well, we know that Jesus is coming back. Amen. That's who I'm looking for. But I know this must precede it. This must precede it. It's one of the signs of his coming. And by the way, one of the ways you could tell the spirit of Hitler is in the world is the rise of anti-Semitism. What you're seeing in Palestine, quote unquote, the Palestinians, is Hitler's work, Satan's work. Why does Hitler hate the Jews? Why did Satan hate the Jews? Because he knows when the Jewish nation, Israel, accepts their Messiah, then Satan is kicked out and the kingdom of God will come to the earth. And he's doing everything he can do to fight it. That's why you see so much anti-Semitism. He's already taken over the demon rat party. because nobody raised their voice. About the only guy here that goes against what they're saying against Israel is John Fetterman in the Democrat Party. But what about the Republicans, the conservatives? Now you got people like Tucker Carlson starting to mouth anti-Semitism, a guy that I liked. Candace Owen marrying a Catholic guy named George Farmer, and even though his father's a born-again believer that's for Israel, her husband is a weird Catholic that the last pope he liked was Hitler's pope. He doesn't recognize other popes. Why? Because they're too friendly to Israel. And you're hearing all this lies coming out, and you're hearing the voice of Satan being channeled through, I believe, conservatives now. And that is preparing the way for Hitler to come back. And so I am saying to you, we need to have God's power and take advantage of the temporary time. Just like Hitler, God pushed back the devil's timeline and says, no, Hitler, you cannot rule yet the whole world. No, I'm pushing it back. There will be a time you'll be allowed, but not now. And then in the last election, 2024, God defeated the by the way, Venezuela, you're going to see it all come out in Venezuela. I wouldn't be surprised in a few days, United States will be shooting Venezuela, shooting because these election fraudulent machines came out of Cuba and were used in Venezuela, backed by China and other countries. I'm just saying, God is exposing things. He's pushing back the enemy's timeline. I don't know for how long. But now is the time for you to take advantage of God's power and to get out the gospel and to do the work of Almighty God. And you know, it's sad that some believers are more involved with Satan's power and horror movies, scaring themselves to death and getting all psyched out with that instead of being involved with God's power. And I'm like sports, but some Americans are worshiping sports. And what do they have at the halftime shows so often at these sporting events, these pro footballs? You've seen the satanic practices trying to bring in Satan. I was glad that Turning Point USA said they wanted to have an alternative to that. Boy, do we need an alternative indeed. We need revival in America. We need Christians that will be revived with the power of the Holy Spirit. And even Jesus' disciples, they said, why were we powerless against the devil? Why couldn't we cast him out? Mark 9:28. And, you know, Jesus said it this way. He said, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. You know, the early church was in the upper room agonizing in prayer. The 21st century church is in the supper room organizing itself. But we lack the power of God. We have a Revival Seekers prayer meeting here, and so often there are distractions. I let nothing by the grace of God distract me from that, because that is the most important thing. People think they've got crises. No, that is a crisis when you miss that. Satan doesn't want you to pray and to fast, but we need it today. And we need it, and Jesus said it. And I think of a man by the name of Eben Roberts who saw the last great revival in Europe that went across America and the world. And he kept going to a prayer meeting to pray for revival. And his friends would say, hey, Eben, come out fishing. He'd say, no, I'm going to that prayer meeting. I'm going to be there. I wonder when's the last time you came out to a Sunday night service or a Wednesday night prayer meeting. He said, I'm going to be there. And he did, and he was there when the revival came, and God's power swept through England and through Europe and through the world of that time, and the devil was beaten back, and even the horses that pulled the miners out of the mine, they didn't know how to act because they only responded to cursing, and these men no longer curse because God, boy, that's what we need, some people to get saved. And have Jesus on the inside so that they don't talk the way they used to talk. They don't drink alcohol the way they used to drink alcohol. They don't get involved in the occult practices like they used to. They're involved with God and His will and His work. And so I'm just saying this morning, God's power is greater than Satan's power. So what are you doing sitting on the fence? You need to get saved, or when the beast, who I believe is Hitler, comes on the scene, you're going to take the mark. And once you take the mark, by worshiping him as your God, you're headed for hell. You can't be saved. The Bible said that you'd be deceived. He said he has to shorten those days because except you're one of the elect, you'd be deceived. Many of you are involved in Halloween movies. Well, I'm telling you something that's more scary than a Halloween movie. The Bible says there's a war between God and Satan in heaven, and he calls the angels in that war in Revelation 12 stars. You ever heard of Star Wars? That's the real Star War. Satan is going to fight against Michael in the days to come. I don't know when it's going to be, but it's going to be right in the middle of the 70th week of Daniel. And he is going to be thrown out of heaven with all of his angels. And guess what? He's coming down to earth. And he's going to be in this world, and the Bible says that he's going to be in this world, Revelation 12, 7 and following. Tell us about that. And when he's in this world, there is going to be the images of this Hitler figure. And devils will now get behind those dead images, but they'll be alive because he'll speak to them. He'll use them as mediums. I'll tell you something, ChatGPT. AI, I personally believe that you're being prepared for demonic spirits to speak through you, through your friend chat. It's interesting, my son deleted ChatGPT. He said, I don't want anything to do with it. And he's a very scientific person. He's a person that has a doctor's degree, master's degree, everything. He's a professional dentist. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want anything that Satan can use. I personally believe UFOs are not identified flying object, unidentified. They are devils. He's the prince of the power of what? The air. And I believe that when Hitler is unmasked, for who he is, first he's going to come incognito. People won't know it's him. When he gets unmasked or unveiled or they have the big reveal, everybody's going to be ready for it. And God's people should be ready. And I believe that when it happens, quote unquote, UFOs are going to show up from a distant planet and say, we're more highly evolved than you guys. We have technology that you don't have. And they'll show it. Heal diseases and everything. Wow. And God's going to allow it. Great deception. People will buy into it by the masses. I'm saying now is the time for you to get saved if you're not saved. By putting your faith in Jesus Christ and saying, Lord, I choose you over the devil. I want to put my faith in you, and I want to come and get baptized and say, I'm putting on the uniform. I'm saved. I'm going to join the church like Benji did Wednesday night. and say, I'm taking my side on the Lord's team, because there's no room to sit on the fence. How long halt ye between two opinions? If God is God, serve him. If Satan is God, serve him. And that's what's going to be. And many people are going to say, Satan's more powerful than God. This man is more highly evolved. We want to be, and that's what's going to win. The world religion's going to be 666. Secular humanism. Man was made on the sixth day. It's all about man and evolution. That's where it's going. They're going to beat Islam. They'll work together with Islam. But once they win, boom, they'll kill Islam. And God's going to kill Islam anyway. And I don't believe in Chrislam. I believe in Jesus Christ plus nothing. And so today is the day for you to realize God's power is greater than Satan's power. And if you're an unbeliever, God is commanding you before it's too late and you get deceived to get on God's side by repenting of your lack of faith in Jesus and putting all your trust in him to be your Lord and Savior. And believer, you better get suited up with the armor of God. Be awake, alert, and empowered by the power of God. May God help us. Let's bow for prayer this morning.